you're younger, you think like, oh, I want two guys fighting over me, mm-hmm. or I want two girls fighting over me, or I want two people fighting over me, whatever. And you think, you fantasize about it. Like, this was not okay. This was like, it was just so childish, and it was so off-putting. Like, they were both nice to me, but they were just mean to each other. It was weird. I've never experienced anything like that before that or since. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! We are here and we're super tired, so we're overcompensating. Joining me, who is like cheering me on right before we started rolling, is Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Yo, how you doing there?
You know, I'm sleepy, but you came in here and you were like, we're doing this. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. So now I've got the vibes. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm okay. I got off of work. It feels like an hour ago, but it was actually like around 11 I got home. But I got to go back to work after this. So it's a physical job, but I love it. I'm getting back into shape. I got a 4-pack now.
Wow.
All right.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
And
love
of course,
that for a step,
bro. Yeah. And of course, we had to bring one of our guests back. And I think by the step, bro, you might be able to guess who it is.
Hello, it's step sis.
Yes, it is. It's Jacqueline Goner. Now, I have some tea to tell you really quick before we get to your Delulu.
Oh.
I was in an audition room recently. I was in a Zoom callback. And by the time this comes out, I'll probably know how it turned out. But they kind of accidentally let it slip that you're costuming for a project that I auditioned for.
Oh.
You can't talk about what it is, but...
I am pretty certain I know what it is.
Yeah.
Pretty certain I know what it is. I won't say it. But I do hope you get it.
But yeah, me too. Congratulations.
That would be so much easier. I could just be like, hey, we're going to do a fitting. We're going to do it real quick.
Yeah. I had no idea until like they were just kind of chatting with me at the very end. And usually like producers, directors don't do that. And they were just like yapping away. And then they're like, oh yeah, and the costume designer is Jacqueline Goner. And I was like, I know who that is. And they were like, oh, I don't know if we should have told you that. But by the time this comes out, I'll know if I'm in or
you'll
not.
You'll know. I hope you get it.
Thank you. Well, congrats on the gig.
Thank you.
That's incredible.
I've had it for a while. And I'm like, they're very sweet people. They're wonderful. But it's been going on for a while. And it's like, we need to shit or get off the pot, you guys. I'd like to get this done and over with. Not over with, like, I'm not enjoying it. It's more like, I want to get this done.
So yeah, excitement for the project.
Yes,
yeah.
But also, like, let's not do this during the summer when I'm crazy busy. So there's that. But
I just want to share that with you because I thought that was really
cool.
Fun.
That's
and, like,
really cool.
When the worlds collide, you know,
yeah.
Like, cosplay
you audition
into my
for one
world.
Random thing and then, like, wait, what thing am I costume design?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that thing. It's still going on.
It all started with a Chrissy Lynn.
Yeah.
Well, this time, actually, it didn't. The lore from what I heard, and then I swear we'll get to your Delulu. Sorry, everyone.
No,
I'm tangenting.
Good. Good.
I'm hijacking your episode. It's all from Ben Pace.
Oh, okay.
They name dropped him as well, being like, oh, we saw your interview with Ben Pace when you were in the Jesse outfit, which I cringed a little bit because I was actually in Woody.
Awesome.
But that's how they first saw me and thought of me to come and read for it.
Oh,
that
nice.
Is so
isn't
dope.
Isn't that wild?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, Delulu Canoe, damn it. Yeah.
We need to get Ben Pace in here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ben's great.
Would he be able to talk for 30 minutes though, on this?
Yes, he can. Yeah. No, Ben and I, there was one interview we did, and it went almost, oh my God, it went almost like 45 minutes or so. And that's,
no.
And like, we could have gone longer. It was like a couple years ago.
Wow.
But yeah, Ben's great.
Yeah.
Ben can talk your ear off. And as long as you can talk back, I remember this last time around, I was so tired. I was like, I'm so tired, Ben.
You're like, carry me, Ben.
Carry me.
Carry the episode.
Carry me harder. And, carry me harder. No, he's great. And he's always super charismatic, and he knows, like, if, like, even with me being tired and dead, he was still able to, like, I felt bad. I wasn't holding my weight up, but it's okay.
And to give you more flowers, I think you have the number one watched episode with him.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I don't remember how many million it was, but it was a lot.
So, it was many, many years ago, it was one of their earlier episodes. I think I was in Witchblade.
That would make sense.
And they weren't the only channel to tell me this, but they were like, yeah, so it's because of you we went a little viral. I was like, oh, well, that's great, good for you and stuff. And so since then, like, they make sure to interview me every single time, and they're the sweetest. They absolutely are. You met Mo, right, Monica?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Moni, totally.
Moni, oh my god, I'm like, oh, I just called her. I love you. I love you every day.
We're tired. We're running on like 2% battery, but like we're here. We're pushing through it. But yeah, they are so wonderful. If you ever see them at like conventions, say hi. They're very sweet.
They are that cosplay show. That is what it's called, that cosplay show.
I was just going to ask you what the name of it was. So I'm so glad you remembered. But today, I always have to ask my guests when they come on, what is like running rampant through their mind? What is making them feel a little bit delulu? It can be positive or negative. And you actually brought up a lot of very interesting topics when I asked you a couple days ago. But I felt like the one that you've been sitting on, people can either relate to or maybe like pull something from. So I'll let you take it away.
And like, it's an easy topic, actually. It's really easy. And it's fun to talk about, especially well after the fact. In the moment, not so fun. Mm-hmm. But what is your worst date that you've been on? I've got a handful.
Yeah. So I have to like, because I'm not currently dating. So I had to kind of like go into the archives of my brain and be like, what was the worst date? And there is one that comes to mind. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I feel like I've been talking a lot though. Are you sure? No, go first. It's all good.
All right. I will.
it's your day.
So apparently it is. I'm talking like this energy is coming to me. I went on a quote unquote date with a guy. This is like when I worked at the theme park. So basically, that's like bad news. You should never date somebody who also works at the theme park, just for reference. And we had this plan where we were going to drive to this restaurant, hang out with a bunch of our friends, and then hop in the car, and we were going to go dancing. And it was like very kind of casual. Like, we weren't really like exclusive, but it was basically like we were dating. Mm-hmm. And I am 99.9% sure that something got put in my drink. Yeah. Because I had like one margarita and I was like, room was spinning. I was emotional. Like, I was having the hardest time. And he was mad at me. Like, he got mad. Like, why would you drink so much that you got drunk? Like, why would you do this? Whoa. And I was like so young at the time and so naive that like I was starting to get upset. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what's happening. I felt like out of control. And then he was starting to get mad that, like, I couldn't drive my car home. And I was just like, I don't know how I'm going to get home, how I'm going to figure this out. And I just kept asking him, like, will you drive me home? Like, will you just, like, I need to go home. And he wouldn't do it. So we were out in the parking lot, and he was like, I'm just going to call you an Uber, because he just wanted to go dancing that bad. So then I get on the phone and call my mom, and I'm like screaming, like he's not going to drive me home. Like, I don't understand what's happening. Like, you have to talk to him. Like, tell him to drive me home, because I was so scared. I was like crying in the parking lot, making a scene in front of like all of our work cohorts. Like, this was like a work party fun thing. So bad. And then, of course, my mom convinced him to, like, drive me home, and he did. And then, like, as soon as he left, I guess he told my parents, like, take it easy on her. Like, this must be her first time, like, getting drunk. And, of course, my parents were, like, talking to me, like, what happened? And, like, even they knew that it seemed like I got, like, something got put in my drink.
Yeah.
So they were completely on my side. The next day, they were like, are you okay? Like, what happened? Do you remember anybody being by your drink? Mm-hmm. I had to call the bar the next day because my card was gone. Like, my credit card was gone. And so then I told them over the phone, like, hey, I think someone put something in my drink. But the audacity of this man.
Seriously.
To, like, try to throw me in an Uber as, like, an individual. Like, he wasn't going to ride back with me. Just throw me in a car. And just, like, hope I got back home.
Oh, God, no.
Like, it was so bad. So that is definitely, like, my worst date ever.
Oh, no. Aww.
Yeah. Hopefully you have a more positive one.
Like, yours sounds dangerous. Like, that could have gone south real bad. Yep. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. God, that sucks.
Orlando.
Orlando,
you know,
baby.
Oof, watch your drinks.
Seriously. Like,
just watch your drinks anywhere. Really.
Yeah, truly, truly.
So, I was going to say, like, Cosmo, you've had stuff slipped in your...
Yeah, I've been roofied like 3 or 4 times now. By the fourth time... You gotta hang
with this. I kind of love that attitude, but I hate that for you.
Cosmo's got a bug out bag for whatever he gets roofied.
Seriously, the last time I got roofied was at San Diego Comic Con.
What?
That's right. I remember that night.
At a Tim Burton party and whatnot. Yeah. And I ordered a fufu drink. I call it a fufu drink because it was a daiquiri, but with like alcohol, with whiskey. I was like, I want that. It's, you make something with whiskey, give it to me. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting at a VIP table with a bunch of other people that I know, and I left it there. I left it there. Like, I always put a napkin on top. It's a universal sign for people outside out there that are watching that goes to the bar. If you're gonna leave your drink, put a napkin on top of it that lets everybody know that you're coming back. Mm-hmm. Because if we take it, you're like, oh, who's coming back? There was no indication. You didn't tell anybody. Anyways, that's a little pet peeve of mine in bars, bar etiquette. I left it. I went to the bathroom. I ran into a celebrity. And I was like, hey, blah, 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 blah. It was really cool.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, on the way to the bathroom. On the way to the bathroom. I was like, oh, dude, I love your work. Dude, admired it. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, cool. And we were chit-chatting. I went back to the table, drank it, and then I just chugged it. And all of a sudden, the effects were like coming up. It was like the rush and like the cold sweats. My mouth was just like really like just dry, and then I was just like sweating profusely. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stand up. I was like, "Let me sit down." I had in the corner. I had one friend pass by me and was like, "You okay?" I'm like, "Fine, good." I got up, and just went all the way back to the hotel. I walked all the way back to the hotel, I walked the outskirts too, not only like the main street where everyone's like walking down, like, what was it called? A gas lamp or whatnot. I was like walking down 6th Avenue, which is like the street over, and I was just like, hands in pockets, head down, just walking, and then just crashing to bed. I remember waking up, going back to on the floor the next day. I'm just like,
wow.
It was really, really bad. But the first time sucked. And I had to, like, literally, my boss took care of me the first time. So, but yeah. Yes, it's not fun. Not fun.
No, that's so scary.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I don't, not to like dive too far into this, but I don't understand the joy that people get from that.
It's because loser men out there that can't have no freaking game, that gets rejected 24,007 a day, has to need some kind of like upper or some kind of cheat code just to get lucky. You know what? Just go buy a damn doll, go to your basement, and play some World of Warcraft. Anyways, sorry.
Jerk off into your basement, kids. That's the only way to do. That's the only way to get laid.
Basement kids?
Basement kids. Basement babies. No.
No.
It's just sad. I don't know why. What makes... Okay, that guy...
I don't get it.
That guy that you went on a date with is a jerk. I hope you learned your lesson.
Yeah, fucking twat waffle.
Like,
seriously.
You take care of somebody, regardless if it's like a date's going bad. Doesn't matter. It's a common courtesy. Manners. Come on.
Yeah. And to top it off, as soon as he found out I was really successful, like online, because back then I was doing a Patreon where you could purchase content from me. As soon as he found out I was making good money, he had the audacity to be hey, do you need someone to like film with you? Like, I would, if we could go 50-50 split. I was
no,
absolutely not.
Jesus Christ.
But anyways.
Gross. So gross.
Yeah. Enough of my terrible dating story. Like,
poor Dare.
Yeah.
Mine are less scary.
Love that for you.
There's like all, like there are a couple of them, but they're like traumatic and I'm just not going to talk about those. Mm-hmm. But the ones that are like really, they're just bad. Like, because I was not thinking. I worked at a convention, or worked a convention for a company. I'd never worked with them before. Didn't know anybody coming in. I was basically like a booth babe, and I wasn't the only one. There were a couple others. But I was the redhead, and there people get real weird around redheads, and you know, whatever, people have their preferences and whatnot. But there were a couple guys that worked the booth that I guess were really, really into me. I didn't really pick up on that. I was just like, oh yeah, these guys are really friendly. We're all at a convention. We're all on that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And convention ends, and the last night, the booth, the manager of the booth, was like, oh, yeah, like, we're going to go, let's go out and, like, shoot some pool, get some pizza, it'll be fun. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that'll be really, really cool. And so one of the guys was like, hey, you want to go together? That'd be really cool. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, we'll walk on over there. It'll be great. And then another guy was like, oh, so I'll see you there, huh? And I was like, yeah, you know, I'll see you there. Like, I'm thinking, like, we're all going to this group thing, right? Mm-hmm. The manager canceled it. And these two were basically, and I'm not putting two and two together, mm-hmm. that like, oh, yeah, the little pizza pool party, whatever it is, was canceled. And it's just going to be me and these two guys. But they already knew that it was canceled. So they were asking me out. And I was thinking, we're all doing this little group thing.
Yeah.
So that's how I accidentally dated two guys at the same time in a date.
Oh.
They showed up. I showed up. And then I was like, oh, shit. And it was like, when you're younger, you think like, oh, I want two guys fighting over me. Mm-hmm. Or I want two girls fighting over me. Or I want two people fighting over me, whatever. And you think, you fantasize about it. Like, whatever. This was not okay. This was like, it was just so childish. And it was so off-putting. Like, they were both nice to me, but they were just mean to each other. It was weird. I've never experienced anything like that before that or since. One of them ended up being really cool, and, you know, we became friends afterwards. But oh, man, that was the most awkward date I've ever been on, because it was with two guys, and I didn't really know. I didn't know it was a date. I was dumb. I didn't find out that it was canceled until, like, one of them told me. I was like, oh, so is other people going to show up, or is it just going to be us three?
And then
I
was
like, no, Jackie's just dumb. Jackie's...
So were they, like, trying to one-up each other?
They were trying to one-up each other. They were just, like, the tone towards each other. And, like, I'd seen them interact, like, at the booth before, and they were nice. They were, like, they worked with each other. They were friendly or whatever. Not that I'm paying super close attention or whatever, but it's just, oh, man, that was so weird.
Just two dogs trying to fight over a piece of meat.
I know, pretty much. I'm the meat.
You were the meat.
I was the meat. I was the chicken cutlet.
So did either of them score? Or, like, did you just kind of go, okay, I'm leaving, bye?
No, I do remember one of them tried to kiss me, though. I can't remember which one, but I was like... I didn't think this was a date. I didn't think this was anything. And it's not like I was dating anybody at the time, but like when I'm single, I generally like to be single for a while. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I'm not dating anybody. Mm-hmm. I generally prefer that because I can focus on me and be happy in my little space. And if somebody wants to come along and disturb that space and ruin my life, I'd be like, screw you.
Get out.
I'm single. But if they want to be like, I want to support your space and I want to build a life with you and make cupcakes and candies with you, then yeah, okay, we can talk.
I love that. Yeah. I remember we actually were out shopping. I don't remember what for. And there was this like really gentle giant of a man that was just like so kind. And he like saw you and came up and was like,
that's right.
Oh my gosh, I just have to say, like, you're so beautiful. And like, I would just like, do you want to go to this game event with me? And you were like, oh, I'm with someone, but thank you. That's so kind. And as soon as we walked away, I was like, look at you. And you were just like, yeah, no, I'm not seeing anyone. I'm not in the space to be dating. And I thought that was so mature.
I was, thank you, by the way.
You're welcome.
I actually thought of that.
Yeah.
Like someone hitting on me, and I was like, oh no, I don't want it, but I love. Like, he was really cute too. Mm-hmm. He was really tall. He invited me to a Lakers game.
That's what it was.
And I thought he was asking what, like, either you or Chrissy. And like, because this was during Christmas and we were like, let's do a little Christmas, you know, themed shopping, even though that's exactly what we were doing.
Yes.
But I wore my cat jumpsuit. I looked like a crazy cat lady. I wasn't really wearing makeup. My hair was all, no, I was wearing a tiny, no, I wasn't wearing makeup. I was just, my hair was like all icky and whatever. Aww. But, and I think I was wearing my Christmas antlers crown or something.
Yeah, like you were full send Christmas.
I was full on Christmas with a big fat orange cat on my chest. I did not look sexy at all. And this guy comes up and he's just like, hey, I hope this isn't too forward, but mm-hmm. I think you're one of the most beautiful people I've ever laid eyes on. And I was like, and I'm literally like, me? I was like, really? And then I watched you. You like stepped back, like, I'm gonna let Jackie get
uncomfortable.
On.
Yeah,
he was so cute, and it was really cute. I was really flattered. I totally would have dated him if I was in a better headspace for that. But it's also like one of those things where it's like, I'm so used to rejecting people. I'm so used to rejecting people.
Jackie.
Like, not to toot my horn or anything like that. It's more like I'm so used to, I've had practice rejecting people, and I know there are ways to approach it. And even if you want to be honest and say, like, oh, I'm just not interested, there are ways to approach that. But sometimes it's just the quickest and easiest is just, oh, I'm sorry, I'm seeing someone, but I'm very flattered. That's really, really sweet. You know, that kind of thing. But no, I'm not seeing anybody, but I don't want to date anybody at the same time. So if I reject you, it's nothing personal. It's more like, I love my space. I love my time. I love time and space.
I agree.
Time traveling.
I think also too, like, as a woman telling a man no, it's hard for them, one, to get up the courage to talk to women, I feel like, in general. I'm generalizing here. So I think, like, going with the I am seeing someone, it leaves it on, like, respectful territories. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you just said, like, oh, I'm not interested, some men see that as a challenge. And this was a complete stranger. Like, we don't know. Like, sure, he was very cute and tall and, like, his approach was nice. But we don't know what he's like.
Yeah.
We don't know him in the real world. So I think it is safer, especially with people that you don't know.
No, it is. Yeah. It is. It's like, and I do know that pressure of, like, you know, and it's not just on guys, it's also girls, but guys generally experience it way more, like asking the girl out and afraid of rejection. But you're right. There is that whole, like, we don't know what you're like. Mm-hmm. And we do know how society kind of, like, for guys at least, tend to respect another man's property than they do a woman, or her own property, her freaking body. Mm-hmm. So it is safer to go with the, unfortunately, it is safer. Like, it would be nice if we could just say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Like, when you know the person a lot better, it is easier to say, you know, I'm not really interested. That's happened to me. Like, I've been rejected before by, like, friends that I had interests in.
Yeah, I feel that. I've been rejected a lot.
Oh, really?
I aim high. Yeah, but it's okay.
It's okay.
I'll win at some point.
You're winning right now.
I'll get my win.
You're winning right now, so don't worry.
I do have a story that kind of piggybacks off your cosplay story, though, you were at a convention. So this one I've talked about probably, like, way too many times. So if you are, like, an avid DeLulu listener, you're probably like, ugh, Derek, get over the story. But I think it's a great example of, like the cosplay, like, you never know who you're going to meet at these conventions, but also you never know who this person actually is. Sort of like amalgamation of both those topics. So I was doing LACC, and it was my first time boothing. And there was a guy who, like, approached me. He was dressed in a cosplay. He was shirtless. And he was, like, very, like, charming, very nice, very sweet, and was, like, watching me pack up my booth. And the two gentlemen that were at my booth helping me took notice in him talking to me. And as soon as he, like, walked away, we had, like, traded Instagrams. I was like, hey, maybe you could use your help in a music video. You have a great look. Like, it could be kind of fun. And so he walked away. The two men at my booth got, like, a little bit of the jealousy and were like, I could look like that if I went to the gym every day of the week, and, like, just kind of weird stuff.
Ew.
And I was like, okay, guys, chill. Like, I just asked him to, like, maybe collaborate on something. Like, it's not that deep, not serious. And eventually we did go to a coffee shop. I picked some place far from where I live, just wanted to have, like, a business meeting. Mm-hmm. To see if, like, how he is outside of the con bubble, and also just to kind of see, like, you know, was there, like, a good creative balance, creative vibe? And he was talking, like, all this big game about, like, teaching me how to, like, spin fire and, like, could be in my music video and, like, wanted to sing and do all kinds of stuff. And I thought that was really great. But there was something, like, in my gut that was, like, I feel like this person isn't being genuine. Mm. I feel like there's something here that, like, he is either working really hard to impress me or is just saying a bunch of things to, like, win me over. And so at the end of the, like, we were done drinking our coffee, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go. And he was like, oh, don't you want to, like, go walk around the park? And I was like, no, I'm okay. Thank you. And I went home. And then I found out, like, months later that, like, because we'd connected on Instagram from the convention, but I guess he got, like, really enticed by the number. And even back then, this was before I had, like, a huge following. Mm-hmm. But I was sitting at, like, 300,000, 400,000. And he was going to, like, different parties and different events using my Instagram as, like, leverage to date other girls. So he would show them and be like, oh, I had a date with this girl, but I ditched her for you. Like, she's really big on Instagram, but I want to date you. Yeah. And was telling all these people that we were, like, hooking up and hanging out when, like, wasn't true. And it took one of my friends in the community that happened to be at one of the parties and caught him doing that and was like, you're talking about Dare Taylor? And he was like, yeah. She was like, I know her. Like, no, she is not. Like, what? Absolutely not. And so the next couple of days, she, like, confronted me about it and talked to me about it. And, like, obviously there was no, like, tension, no issue. I was like, no, I don't know what he's talking about. And so I ended up having to confront him and he got super weird about it. But I didn't even date this guy. Jeez. And he was so quick to be like, look at this fish I pulled. You know?
Like, gross.
Ew. So weird. So
it is such a red flag when someone overhypes themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, such a red flag. Like, if you're, like, saying, like, oh yeah, like, you're name dropping, you're listing all these projects, you know, like, dude, we're having coffee. What the fudge. And I've come across people like that too, and they'll brag that, oh yeah, I know her, I hooked up with her or whatever. I haven't come across anything like that in a long, long time. That is high school bullshit behavior. And then, like, even still, high schoolers these maybe they do, I don't know, I don't hang out with high schoolers. Right? But that is so immature. It is so gross too. Yep. Just so nasty. Like, mm-hmm. Why would you lie about something that can be easily proven not true? And also, like, how narcissistic are you to, like, oh god, that is such a narcissistic move too.
Yeah.
Be like, oh yeah, see this big popular, you know, fish I caught? Yeah, you know, I ditched her for you, babe. Ew.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Like, so I would never gross. Think to do that. No. Like, that's strange behavior.
That is so strange. Yeah. Like, to think what he would do, like after, like, if you did actually give him a chance, like, you give someone like that a chance and mm-hmm. they are just intent on ruining something about you because they think they deserve that climb, you know?
Super weird. It's weird what social media does to people. And I get this comment a lot, especially on TikTok, where there's these guys being like, if you would just, like, lock it down and just, like, date a guy and, like, get married and have a baby, like, you would be, like, so much more successful if you would just, like, lock down. Like, and to me, it's just like, or the men that are approaching me or that I'm, you know, hypothetically going on dates with, they should be the ones locking it down. They should be the ones, like, doing the work, because I hate to break it to these hate comments. It's not me that's the problem. Mm-hmm. It's the men that get weird with the Instagram following and, like, mm-hmm. the big, you know, and cosplay. Some guys, like, don't like cosplay.
They don't.
Especially when we're wearing... not a lot, because we look good. We work hard
but
to look good.
But they'll approach us. They will approach us when we're wearing that. And then it's like, nope, you can't wear that anymore because that's for me.
And they get mad about
weird.
It.
So gross.
Oh, man. And there was a guy that even too was like, I don't like when you show other men your cherries because, like, that's for me. And no, I was not. Like, photo shoot next day. But do you have a final story before we wrap it up here and take it over to Patreon?
I have, like, a whole list. Ooh. Literally have a whole list. But it's so funny because I did very briefly date someone, a cosplayer, who tried to kind of use me for clout.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It was... like, I won't say who, because it would be very obvious if I pointed out certain things. Mm. But when I did introduce him to friends, he was just like, oh, yeah, like, I'm this. And then he was like, let's follow each other on Instagram. It was like a whole networking thing. Mm. And it's like, this is just a little get together with some friends. And you're trying to network with my friends that are obviously like, you know, people like that are just so weird. And it's like, okay, I'm completely turned off. He ate his boogers, so.
Ooh! Yeah. Wait,
that was the straw that broke the camel's back for me. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's real nasty.
Wait, are we going to, like, talk about this on Patreon, allegedly? Or do you have another story that you would allegedly talk about
this? Like, I didn't really have bad dates with him. He was actually, to his credit, he was very romantic, but just not a very smart person at all.
Oh.
And very controlling. Very controlling. He was like, he would get really upset if I so much as had a drink. And it's like, no, I'm not an alcoholic. And he was like, well, I had an ex-girlfriend or wife or whatever that was, and I can't be around that. I'm like, okay, I understand that, but that's not my problem. It's not a problem for me. If it was a problem for me, then that would be different. But he sucks. So whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Meh. Oh my gosh.
You got a short one that we
I'm trying to like this. Some of these are pretty long.
Ooh, okay. We'll save one
actually,
for Patreon.
Here's a pretty good one. It's because it's really quick. It happened so long ago too, so I don't even remember all the details, but I do remember I went on a date with someone and I didn't really like know him very, very well at all. It like this was like 2000. Holy heck, like maybe 10, 2011. Mm. And it was our second date and we were like, oh, let's go get some dinner. And then afterwards we'll go see a movie. And, you know, fine and dandy, whatever. Well, went to dinner, you know, he was great. He was very sweet, very respectful dude. Very cute. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And he paid for the check and then we went out of the restaurant. And I remember, I kept seeing a lady walking around, like, looking into cars and stuff. And I'm like, is she going to, like, break into a car or something? Because, like, she wasn't young, but she was, like, she wasn't old either. And she's very clearly looking for someone. Mm-hmm. And she sees my date. And she comes storming up to him. And I'm thinking, uh-oh. Like, and she doesn't look homeless, looked well-dressed and everything. She comes up to him and she asks him, like, so who are you here with? And I'm like, oh, shit. Is this, like, a sugar mama? Is this, like, is this a girlfriend? Is this a wife, like, that I don't know about or whatever? And it was his mom.
What?
It was his mom. She wanted to see what I looked like to make sure I was a good, wholesome Christian girl.
Oh, my God.
I was lucky I was not wearing anything, like, revealing or anything.
Yeah.
But that was, like, okay. I don't think we can date.
The light just dropped.
Yeah. Our set's falling apart.
My light just fell out. They're like, I cannot believe his mom.
Oh, his mom.
His mom showed up. We didn't go to the movie after that. We were gonna. We had plans.
Bible study afterwards.
He was not shocked. That was also another thing.
So his mom just does
his
this?
His mom just does this, apparently. And
she's like, did you get your milk? Come here, honey. I'm still breastfeeding. Like, ah!
Yes! Oh my gosh.
That was so... I was so embarrassed. Wow. I felt... And then she, like... She said... She made comments that, like, you know, I let brush off my back because, like, I was in my early 20s. I didn't friggin' know better.
Yeah.
But, I let it brush off my back, and she, but now, like, looking back, I'm like, those are some pretty sexist, mean comments she made towards you. That,
red flags.
You know, it's like, if whoever you date, and he wasn't defending me. He wasn't, like, it's like, that was also another red flag for me. I was like, I don't want to be part of this, mm-hmm. you know, this thruple.
oh, no!
This is some fucking Oedipus shit.
Oh my God.
It would be one thing if he was like really shocked and was like really embarrassed and apologetic and defending me, but none of that happened.
I'm sorry, mother. I just met her off of MySpace.
Oh God, it wasn't MySpace. I think it was like Yahoo Personals or something like that. It was old as shit. It was before.
Damn.
This was a long time ago. I'm 40. This was like, this was before
you got mail.
Before Hinge, before Tinder, before any of that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I have a horror story with Tinder, but anyways.
Actually, we didn't hear a dating story from you. Do we have time?
People have to go to the Patreon.
Patreon. The lowest tier starts at $5, or you could just become a free member. There's 3 free episodes up for you to listen to. They're really great. I had some really great guests that I just thought I would share the wealth with the free members. But if you just pay $5, that's like, you can't even get a Starbucks coffee for $5.
No.
So just give up Starbucks for a day and then come join and then watch all the episodes, because all of our guests get to do a Patreon episode. They're really fun. They're really great. We're going to keep on these date stories over there.
Yeah.
But be sure to follow Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. And be sure to follow Jackie from Jackie's Kitschy Kitchen. And do you want to plug your Instagram as well?
Oh, yeah. Just my name, Jacqueline Goner. One word.
But it is the confusing spelling of the word Jacqueline.
Is it? No, that's
J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E.
J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E. It's the traditional way.
Traditional way, yeah.
That is? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
There's like 20 ways to spell Jacqueline. I get it. All Jacquelines, mm-hmm. All Jacquelines. Whenever we meet each other, the first thing we ask is, how do you spell your name?
Mm-hmm.
And then we know. And we know, like, okay, well, like, if you're a Jacqueline, no matter what, you're just accepted, you know. Unless
you're in.
You're in. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
It's like orange cats. We're all orange cats. All Jacquelines are just orange cats. Aww. Except we do have a brain cell. We share the brain cell, but we're very good at sharing.
I love that.
But, yeah, no, all Jacquelines, that is the one thing. And ask any Jacqueline you know, like, hey, if you meet another Jacqueline, do you guys ask how you spell each other's names? You're like, yes.
It's a rite of passage.
It really is.
I dated a girl named Jackie, and, like, I was, like, writing out something, and I was, like, writing. I'm like, I'm going to write out your full name, Jacqueline, because I saw her ID. Not her ID. I was Jacqueline. And I was like, okay, cool. I didn't think anything of the spelling, so I went to the regular way of spelling it. She's like, that's not how I spell Jacqueline. So I just go by Jackie or Jax. I'm like, okay, sorry about that. She's like, and that's not the traditional way. I'm like, that is a traditional way. I had to look it up in the dictionary and
so that's how you learn the lore.
Yeah.
Yep.
The spelling of the lore.
The spelling of the lore.
So a misinformed Jacqueline thinks that Jacqueline is not the traditional way. That is the traditional way, whether you like it or not.
Yep.
But that is the traditional way. Because it, like, I've seen it spelled, like, I'm not kidding, really 20 times at least.
Yeah. Cosmo's the same way, too. I met actual Scottish man named Cosmo. He had red hair. He was awesome. Thick accent. He used to be my regular at this bar I work at. But he spelled it with K-O-Z-M-O. I'm like, do you have any Russian in yet? He's like, just a tad bit.
There you go.
Like,
well, so. We'll ask him to get out.
My name is just spelled D-A-R-E, so that's all I got. Thank you all so much for joining us on this Delulu Canoe episode. Don't forget, we do Delulu Canoes every Tuesday at 2 p.m. PST, so join us for some hot gossip with JP. Don't forget to check out the Cosmo Network and Jackie's Kitschy Kitchen. That is over on the Cosmo Network. And, you know, stop by here more often.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you more.
Dude.
Come join us. Stay Delulu, because that is the Salulu. Bye.
Bye.
Join us on Patreon.